Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Don't be deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody pull you away. For many will come in my name, appropriating for themselves, to themselves, the name Messiah, which belongs to me, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go out after them. Don't listen to them. You know what the Lord is saying here in this very first verse when you begin to look at it? He's saying, in these last days, there are going to be deceivers. There's going to be false religion. There's going to be things that the enemy's going to use to get you to fall away from God. And then he goes on, he says this in verse 9, and when you hear of wars, he said there's going to be wars in the last days, and insurrections, and disturbances, and disorder, and confusion. My God, sounds like this evening's newscast. Amen. It doesn't matter what national news you turn on. That's the headlines. Come on, they're talking about some war someplace or some insurrection, or they're talking about, you know, some disturbance or disorder, and they're all confused. And that's the world we're living in. Kind of sounds to me like we're getting close to when Jesus is coming again. Amen? And he goes on and says, do not become alarmed and panic-stricken and terrified. Notice that all these things start to get you to panic and become alarmed and get terrified and quit living for Jesus and quit witnessing for God. It's to pull you away from God. And then he goes on and says, for all this must take place first, but the end will not come immediately. In other words, what we're saying right now is not the end, it's the beginning of the end. It's stuff that's getting ready and building up and coming more and more and more. How much over the last several years have you heard about one world government and all the nations coming together and all the different countries pulling together? Folks, that's the spirit of Antichrist. When Satan comes up and tries to take over the earth, you know he's going to have one world government, and he's going to have everybody operating under one society, and he's going to have the number 666, and he's going to come out and put everybody under certain things, and if you don't fall under his authority, then you're going to really have a rough time. And the Lord is predicting and prophesying this and speaking it out to us. And we're living in a time when it's coming to pass. My God, we've got politicians in this country that want our nation to just become a part of the overall nations. It's crazy stuff. And we need to see these things that are going on. And there's wars springing up everywhere. How many? There's disturbances all the time. And there are people out here confused and don't know which way is up and which way is down and what's right and what's wrong. And it's just crazy stuff going on. In Daniel chapter 12 and verse 10, Daniel says over there, he says, in the last days, the wicked are going to do wickedly. It's going to get worse. Jesus said the time isn't come yet for it to end, but it's going to get worse until it does. So he warns us. He says, but don't become panic-stricken and alarmed and terrified. Then verse 10, he says this. Then he told them, nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. The word nation there is actually in the Greek ethnos, ethnic disturbances. Meaning what? Prejudice, racism, attacking people because they're not like you. Division. You could call it almost identity politics. Identity, I'm identifying as this, I'm identifying as that, I'm this, I'm that, and you can't come against me. That's nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom is countries coming against each other, fighting each other, against each other. Why? Just because they don't speak the same language, probably. And he says, this is stuff that's going to be going on. We're seeing this happen right now. And the sad thing about it is this. I'm concerned that we're like Jerusalem was when Jesus came the first time. We're walking along teaching our prosperity message. We're going along teaching our greasy grace message. We're going along and we're just acting like everything's wonderful. And we're not noticing that our churches are thinning out and people's lives aren't being changed and people are becoming more liberal, more radical in their walk with God. And all of this stuff is the things that the Lord says you need to be aware of. It's to pull you away, to bring you back into carnality and sin. And to separate you from God. Why? Because the devil knows that if you use the things that Jesus gave you to use, they'll increase. And they'll bless. And you'll increase. And you'll grow. And God will get glorified in your life. And people's lives will be changed. My God, folks, even mega churches aren't changing anybody's lives. They're just changing where they go on Sunday morning. And everybody's fishing out of the same hole. In other words, you know, this church is trying to get people from this church to come over to this church, and this church is trying to get... Why don't we realize that Jesus didn't say, go into all the churches and proselyte. He said, go in all the world and win souls. Take it out to people. And the church has to get this back into us. We have to realize the hour we're living, the season we're in, recognize the times, and recognize there isn't anything wrong with you. It's wrong with the world. There's nothing wrong. I mean, have you ever found yourself where you sometimes hear all this stuff going on, and you get aggravated, get frustrated? You see people and see things and stuff going on. What do you think there's so much road rage going on right now? Because of all the craziness, because of the satanic attack of the enemy trying to come in and just cause people to be mad all the time. Don't have to have a reason. We're just living in the last days and Satan is ratcheting it up. And we as Christians need to understand that during this time, it's important that we live holy and righteously before God. And that we guard our hearts and that we watch for these signs and we recognize and we refuse to get caught up in all that stuff. Finally, he says this, there will be mighty and violent earthquakes and in various places, famines and pestilences, plagues and malignant and contagious or infectious epidemic diseases, which are deadly and devastating. And there will be sights of terror and great signs from the heavens. These are things that the Lord is teaching. He's telling us about. He's reminding us this stuff is coming. You have to have your heart right. You have to be established in the Word. You have to know who you are in Christ. You have to guard yourself. He said right up there, remember in verse 8, he said, guard yourself. Be on your guard and be careful that you do not let yourself be led astray. Amen. And folks, I want to tell you something. Don't think that you're exempt from this. There are people today that if you'd have gone to them a year ago and said, you'll not be in church and you'll not be living for God to, you know, a year from now, they would have rebuked you and said, well, my God, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. I'll never quit on Jesus. And now they're nowhere to be found. Why? Because of the world we're living in. Because of things that are happening. The Bible talks about it in Revelation that in the last days when Satan begins to see the time is drawing short as a dragon, he becomes more fierce than ever. And we see crazy stuff going. And if you don't guard your heart, the first thing you know, you become a part of the crazy stuff. And what Jesus is warning us is saying is this, keep your heart. Don't be a part of the crazy stuff. Be a part of the solution. Be a part of the answer. That's why he went back whenever they said, he says, now receive the promise of the Father. Be filled with the Spirit. Be endued with fire. And they said, but Lord, you're going to restore the kingdom. He says, don't get distracted. I'm trying to show you how to keep yourself right until I come back and restore the kingdom. Get saved, fill the Holy Ghost, and be a witness. And then like we saw there in Luke where he says, occupy, do business. In other words, take what I've given you and put it to work in your life. If you went ahead and read that 19th chapter, you would find out that they put all that stuff to work. And the ones who did, they increased and multiplied. And when Jesus comes back, he puts him over charge of all kinds of wonderful things in heaven. And the ones who didn't lost out. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let no devil cheat me out of having a good life here on earth and cheat me out of eternity filled with the blessings of heaven. Amen? Come on, can I get a good amen? I'm not going to live my life terrified, upset, frustrated, mad, aggravated, fussing, and complaining all the time because the world is. I choose to live my life full of the Holy Ghost and fire and live my life in a way that exemplifies the Lord Jesus Christ. And no, I'm not going to be perfect at it, but praise God, I can give it a perfect effort, can't I? And I can be a witness for Jesus. And when everybody else is mad, I can be a peacemaker. When everybody else doesn't know which way to go, I can point them in the right direction. And when somebody is running around here saying the world is going to end, I can look at them and say, you're absolutely right. But if you make Jesus Lord, it's a good ending. Hallelujah. Amen. This is coming to an end, and it's going to either be a good ending or a bad ending. I choose a good ending, praise God. Amen. Now let's jump on down here to verse 25. Let me read this to you, praise God. And he says, Jesus says, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity and the sea and the waves roaring. You know what he's talking about there? He's talking about people just perplexed, and sea and waves always represents multitudes of people. And he says, yeah, there's going to be climate change in the last days. You know, there's truth to some of the stuff you hear about climate change. It's going to happen in the last days. I can show you where there's all kinds of climate change going to take place. But it is not necessarily because, you know, you're driving a gas guzzler. Amen? Probably don't help, but it's not what's causing it. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, men's hearts failing them from fear. My. You know one of the great weapons the devil's going to use against people in the last days is fear. But thank God, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen? I refuse to let the devil put his fear in my heart and cause me to fail. And the expectation of these things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then, listen to this, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. You know what the Lord's saying to his servants? He's saying, listen, when you see all these things happening, realize just like I went up in a cloud, I'm coming back in a cloud. Lift your head up, lift your hands up, and begin to praise me. Don't get all upset. Don't get perplexed. Don't get all destroyed. Don't get all out of shape. Just go ahead and begin to say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I am ready for your return. Hallelujah. And you know what will happen when you start living that way? You influence others to want to have the same peace that you've got.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.